A couple of important things to start. One, I'm not Italian. Two, I've never seen The Sopranos. And yet, when you get right down to the nitty-gritty, it really doesn't matter much, because I am Polish, and I've seen the movie Flashdance. It really doesn't matter much, because the thing at issue is something called group defamation. A simple concept, really. Someone says something nasty about a group, the Polish, Italian-Americans, or, come to think of it, lawyers. One member of the group takes offense and sues the sayer because, she argues, her reputation is affected along with all the members of the group. And sometimes she wins, but only if the group is small enough. A classic group defamation example is from the 1950s. An author wrote something nasty about models and saleswomen who worked for a ritzy department store. Some of them were plying a second trade in the wee hours of the morning. Because only 9 models worked for that department store, the court found that all the models could sue for defamation. The group was small enough, the court reasoned, so that people hearing the nasty rumor would believe it highly likely that any of the models might have a second income. Not so the saleswomen, who numbered over 300. The rumor simply wouldn't stick to that many people. And so would go whatever defamation claim Italian-Americans might bring against The Sopranos. Aside from First Amendment freedom of expression concerns, it simply doesn't stick. Some parallels: a group of Michigan hunters can't sue CBS for implying that hunters in Michigan aren't fine sportsmen. The charge doesn't stick when the group numbers 1 million. Philadelphia police officers, 8,000 of them, can't sue the Philadelphia Inquirer for a story reporting that many of them are paid off by bookies to permit illegal gambling. Even a group of 23 lawyers can't sue a Chicago newspaper for an article implying that some of them are cowards and crooks. Now, the lawyers filing the lawsuit against The Sopranos have read some of those decisions because they're quick to insist that their claim isn't based on defamation at all. No, no. Their lawsuit is based instead on an obscure provision in the Illinois Constitution lauding the amorphous concept of individual dignity. In pertinent paraphrase, any communication that portrays a lack of virtue in a particular nationality is condemned. But when you get right down to the nitty-gritty, it's the same old few making the whole look bad argument that courts generally are loath to uphold. All the more loath, likely, because an Illinois appellate court called the constitutional provision at issue a sermon only, something the legislature intended we all aspire to, and, most importantly, one that doesn't create a private cause of action. So no surprise that a Polish-American woman didn't raise that constitutional provision in her hitting close to home lawsuit against the movie Flashdance. Too many Polish jokes in Flashdance made her and all Poles look bad, she'd argued in an Illinois appellate court. The movie might indirectly disparage Polish intelligence, the appellate court told her, but such disparagement doesn't hurt you directly. No defamation claim possible. You can't sue for stuff like that in the movies. Or, almost certainly, on TV. So don't be surprised if a lower court tosses The Sopranos case in its early stages, leading HBO to exclaim, as certainly did the Flashdance producers, "What a feeling." I'm Amy Guida.